A record $22 million in opposition spending appears to have paid off for grocery, seed, and pesticide makers. Washington voters last night were rejecting a ballot measure to require GMO labeling of foods. Initiative 522 was trailing by nearly 10 points. Opponents declared victory. But correspondent Austin Jenkins says supporters haven't conceded defeat.
The music here at the Yes on 522 party in Seattle's Pioneer Square was upbeat. But the speeches were more of the subdued variety. Trudy Bialik of PCC Natural Markets is a campaign spokesperson. She addressed the crowd after early returns showed the measure down by nearly double digits.
It's been a heck of a ride, and I really, really think that no matter what, we're going to have labeling, and I sure hope it's in July 2015.
That's when labeling would begin if Initiative 522 passed. Supporters still hold out hope that late-arriving ballots could close the gap. One speaker suggested that, if nothing else, the campaign succeeded in getting the term GMO on the radar of most Washington voters. A similar measure was defeated in California last year, and another could be on the ballot in Oregon next year. I'm Austin Jenkins in Seattle.